Good evening. I'd like to call to order the January 7th, 2025 meeting of the City of Simpsonville Planning Commission. I'd like to welcome everyone here this evening. And before we begin, we'd like to welcome our newest commissioner, Stockton Wells. Welcome. Look forward to working with you. If there's anything you need, please let us know. Okay. Before we make the roll call, Mr. Derby asked me just to point out that with the HVAC system, it's creating some background noise. So if all the commissioners will be sure to lean into your microphone this week until we get that worked out. Mr. Derby, would you please call the roll?
Yes, sir. Commissioner Giordano?
Present.
Commissioner Duhl?
Present.
Hershorn? Commissioner Woodall?
I'm sorry.
Present.
Commissioner Wells?
Present.
And Chairperson Gillespie?
Present. If you will, please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, to get us started this evening, we'll tell you we have a little bit of house business for the commission since it is a new year. We will work through those items as quickly as possible so that we can get to the applicants at hand this evening. First order of business is that we need to adopt the rules and procedures. Mr. Derby, is there, Director Derby, do you have any comments on that?
Thank you, sir. Commissioners, this is the rules and procedures that we follow every year. This governs how we operate our meetings, from taking records to passing votes. These items from 2024 are the same for this year, and I think we should adopt the 2024 rules as 2025.
Do we have any questions about the rules and procedures from any of the commissioners at this time? If not, do we have a motion to adopt the rules 2024 to apply to calendar year 2025?
I'll make the motion to adopt the rules from the same rules from 2024 into 2025.
Okay, Mr. Giordano has made the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got 2 seconds. Mr. Duhl, we'll give that one to you. Thank you very much. Any further conversation, discussion about that before we put it to a vote? With that said, all in favor of adopting the rules and procedures as stated, please say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And the ayes have it. Unanimous. Okay, the next order of business is for the election of officers for the new year. Again, Director Derby, would you take that, please, and tell us what we need to do here?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Commissioners, we do have to elect a new chair and a vice chair. Mr. Gillespie has served this year, 2024. Giordano was our vice chair for 2024. The rules and procedures allow a member to serve two times only, back-to-back. You can serve multiple times, only two times back-to-back. So Mr. Gillespie is able to serve again, as well as Mr. Giordano. So at this time, I will open the floor to any nominations for our chair for 2025.
I nominate Mr. Gillespie to continue if he would like to.
It's my understanding we can't serve back-to-back terms. Was that... Did I hear you mistake that?
You can, just for 2 years.
Oh, that's changed. Okay, in the previous years, we... Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we got two nominees, or two selections for Mr. Gillespie.
Motion for Mr. Giordano.
We've got two for Mr. Gillespie. Anyone else want to nominate?
Okay. I thought we needed to second that before we move to the next one.
We will. I just want to make sure either nominations.
My apologies.
No problem. If there's no more nomination, I'll close the floor.
I would like to make a nomination.
All those in favor of nominating Mr. Gillespie as chairperson, please say aye.
Aye.
Who is your second?
We don't have...
I was going to have a nomination.
He's second.
Do we have a second for Mr. Gillespie?
Yes.
That's Mr. Whittall. It's a second. All those in favor of nominating Mr. Gillespie as chairperson, please say aye.
Point of order. I'm not sure I understand. We could have more than one nomination for chairman, correct?
No, that's not correct. I have Mr. Giordano nominated.
Right. And we need to open the floor for a second nomination if there is one.
That's why I closed the public floor. There was no other nomination that I heard.
Okay, you didn't hear me. I said it. That's fine. Yeah. I was going to make a nomination.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your nomination?
I was going to nominate Mr. Giordano.
Okay. Yeah. As it stands, we have one nomination for Mr. Gillespie and one nomination for Mr. Giordano. Any other nominations? We do have a tie. So I will need someone else to nominate.
I'll nominate myself.
Okay. For chairperson.
For chairperson.
Okay. So we have two nominations for chairperson and one nomination for chairperson for Mr. Gillespie. Is that correct?
Okay. Point of order. So he's a nominee himself for chairperson?
Correct. You can nominate yourself.
I'm going to need some help here, too, because my understanding is that we make a motion for a candidate,
right.
And we second that. That is a nominee. Then we open the floor for another nomination. If there's another nomination, then we second that, at which point now you have two nominees, at which point then you close the floor, if there are no more, and then have a vote.
We can do it that way.
Is that...
In the past, we would keep the floor open until we had enough people vote for a nominee. Here we have one for Mr. Gillespie and one for Mr. Giordano. So.
My apologies. I thought a nomination and a second created that nominee, and then you would move to other nominees. And then...
Am I able to ask a question?
Sure.
Okay. Mr. Gillespie, do you want to be the chairperson?
Honestly, I prefer someone else did.
Okay,
but
that's why I nominated myself. Okay, that's what I was clearing up. My apologies.
I do the duty. Okay. Qualified people here that step forward.
Perfect. That's why I nominated myself.
I appreciate it.
You bet.
It's all yours, sir.
No problem. I'd like to have someone make a motion to nominate Mr. Gillespie as chairperson. Can I get someone to make that nomination? Does anybody want to nominate Mr. Gillespie? Let's start this process over if we have to. Mr. Giordano?
No, I'm nominating myself.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Oh, I apologize. This has turned into a little bit of a...
Yeah.
Okay. As it stands, we have a nomination for chairperson as Mr. Giordano. Anyone else want to nominate themselves? But then I'll close the floor for that. Okay. At this time, I'll need to make a motion for someone to... approve the nomination of Mr. Giordano as chairperson. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I have a second?
Second.
Second, okay. All those in favor of nominating Mr. Giordano as chairperson, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Mr. Giordano is nominated as chairperson. I apologize for that. Now we need to nominate a vice chair. I'll open the floor for nominations. Who would like to nominate somebody as vice chair for 2025?
I'd like to nominate Mr. Gillespie.
Second.
I got two nominations for Mr. Gillespie. Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll close the floor. I need a motion to nominate Mr. Gillespie as vice chair.
I nominate Mr. Gillespie for vice chair.
Make a motion. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Giordano. All those in favor of nominating Mr. Gillespie as vice chair for 2025, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? So be it. As of right now, Mr. Giordano, you are chairperson. If you'd like to take this meeting over, you can. You can stay at the position you're at, or you can move when we next meeting.
Here, you want to just hand this in?
Whatever's easier.
I can just conduct it from here.
You want to the bar, have a couple of drinks, and then come back?
Congratulations.
Yeah. Probably going to need that.
Alrighty. Now that we have that set, our next item is the meeting calendar.
Commissioners, the calendar is set for the first Tuesday of every month. Looking at the calendar, the only date that I saw a conflict is November 4th. That is a voting day. We typically move that day to the Thursday, which would be November 6th. Anybody has any issues with that? We'll open the floor. If not, we need to make a motion and a second for that.
Would someone like to make a motion to adjust the schedule for November 6th?
Motion to adjust the schedule for November 6th.
I'll second the motion.
Second by Mr. Gillespie. All those in favor of moving the meeting to November 6th, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, we will update that on the website.
Next item on the agenda is Simpsonville Planning Commission meetings, meeting minutes, and I hope everyone's been able to get to see the meeting minutes from the December 3rd, 2024 meeting. Anybody have any comments to make? Okay, would anyone like to make a motion to approve the minutes?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we accept the minutes as information.
I second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And it passes. All right, next there are materials for SP 2025-01, Building Design Review from Sonic Suds. Do we have someone from the developer with us tonight? If you would like to come up, state your name, address.
Point of order, Mr. Giordano. If I can, I give a little staff overview of the item. You can stay there.
Yep.
Commissioners, on your screen in green is the location. This is West Georgia Road, 720. This is just west of 385, right out front of the Hill Point Apartments, just to the west of the KinderCare Daycare. This is kind of an older street view of the location. What is being proposed here is a car wash layout, as we see on your screen. The bottom gray box is the footprint of the building. This is along West Georgia Road. It does have visibility on three sides, the entrance, the exit, and the lower portion of the building. Unfortunately, they're not able to meet the fenestration requirement between 25 and 85% on the exit side. So what they're presenting tonight is an alternate fenestration in lieu of transparent windows, which is very common. So this was presented to us as an alternate fenestration. The middle right image of the exit tunnel is the portion we're meeting for tonight. That does have an equipment room on the right side. You see the darker shaded window. That is a faux window. Everything else is transparent for that side except for that portion. So.
Would you please state your name and address?
My name is Theo Leopoulos. Address is 2426 Lawrence Road.
Okay. Do you have any comments you want to make or open up for questions?
I do not have any comments. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Okay.
Or try to answer them to the best I can.
any commissioner have any comments or questions?
Yes, I have one quick one. The site work and preliminary development of the site was completed some time ago. What was the delay between the initial application, the initial start of work, and the decision on the change in the window presentation?
That site was previously developed by a I currently have it under contract. That was developed previously by Spinks, and they halted the project. So my project is a new project. We have a different layout.
Are you going to have to... Will you be removing the existing site work that's already done? Or are
No.
you going to try to reutilize what's already there?
I'm going to try to use as much of it as I can of what's there.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have a couple of questions. Knowing that the daycare is not far from your site, and with the runoff from the water that you have coming from the from your site, have you put any type of barriers between that to make sure that that won't be an issue? And the second question would be, as far as traffic is concerned, you have a daycare there with a lot of traffic with your site coming in also. Is there a turning lane, or is there any type of way that you guys are going to be able to control traffic during the heaviest times?
Fair. I don't know if you can pull up a map by chance. Is that possible?
I'll ask the first question if I need to do it again, if I need to.
Okay, so on the drainage, the previous user already has put in underground detention. My civil engineer is working through all that. That accommodates the water. So there should be no issues with water runoff into any other lots.
Okay.
That's previously been, had been previously plumbed and approved. We're going with the same schematics, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
As far as the traffic, if you're coming, I don't know if it's eastbound going towards 385, taking a left into the site, there's a turning lane there already. And if you're coming and taking a right, it's on the corner there. So it should not alter any kind of traffic or create any type of traffic problems.
Other questions? Staff?
Mr. Shannon, this picture is kind of old.
Okay.
There is a turn lane
okay.
there designed.
Okay.
I apologize. This is an older Google Earth, Google Street View image. So there is a turn lane dedicated into this site. That is to the apartments, not the actual car wash. So once you enter this access into that main entrance, then the access to the car wash is on the backside of that. If I can go to this site plan real quick. In the top left-hand corner is the actual entrance into the car wash.
So the entrance and the exit, it's the same, or is it? Okay.
Right. There's no entrance directly off of West Georgia Road. It is in the rear of the property.
Off the side street. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone here from the public that would like to speak about this project? Staff, would you like to give us your recommendation?
Yes, sir. We do support this. They did provide more windows along the front, along the main tunnel side that faces West Georgia Road. We understand the restrictions they have with the equipment room. And just for context, this project was already permitted as a prior car wash. And they no longer wanted to do this site. So it actually went to the exact same review process that they're going through tonight, same issue. So staff has no issues with this. They're providing an alternate fenestration that we feel is meeting the intent of the zoning ordinance. So we would ask for an approval of SP 2025-01.
Okay, Commission, I will open it up for for someone to make a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the request set forth here on SP 2025-2. I'm sorry, -1.
Okay, Commissioner Whittle with a motion.
Yes, sir.
A second.
Commissioner Shannon with a second. Any other commentary from the commission?
Just a quick question. If you could answer from your, yeah, please. Just out of curiosity, from your marketing data, there seem to be a lot of car washes very close by. What did your study find that made you want to compel to continue with this project?
Being in a different market and making sure that our customers are able to be served in the markets that we're in, taking care of this. We have several customers that come from that side of town. With the traffic and the way it is, it's harder to get to some of our locations. So with providing that location, it's of it helps us expand our market.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your honesty. Thank you.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion carries. All right, our next item is SP 2025-2, Building Design Review for Whataburger. First comments from staff.
Yes, sir. Commissioners, thank you. On your screen is the location. This is the previous O'Charlie's site on Fairview Road in front of the Home Depot Shopping Center. Like the prior item, they are having to comply with the zoning ordinance of 25% to 85%. They do have three sides visible from the public right-of-way. This is the current location. They will be doing a complete demo of the site. This is a smaller footprint building shown there. Again, they are adding alternate fenestration design here to meet this requirement, and the lack of that can be explained by the architect of why they can't put the windows all the way in the locations. I'll leave that for the applicant to kind of go into detail about that.
Okay, it looks like we have someone here representing the applicant. Can you say your name and your address?
My name is David Mancuso. I'm principal architect with BL Companies at 3420 Torrington Way in Charlotte.
Do you have any commentary you want to give on the project?
I believe it. If you go to the previous sheet, yeah, that one right there, the north elevation and the south elevation, very compact building, quick serve restaurant, where there's an inability to do clear glazing, we have the spandrel glass. And behind those four on the north elevation in particular, that's the kitchen, there's coolers, there's storage, closets, all that kind of back of house stuff. And then on the south elevation, we did as much clear glazing as we could to the right of the entrance with some spandrel glass above, and then you kind of get into the restrooms in that area beyond that, and then again more back of house. There's an office back there, and like I said, more storage and things like that. So that's the reason for the spandrel glazing as opposed to clear.
All right, commissioners, any questions, comments? I got a quick question. What's the size difference between what this layout's going to be versus the what was previously there, the O'Charlie's?
I honestly couldn't tell you that. I don't know the square footage of the O'Charlie's off the top of my head.
But this is supposed to be a much smaller. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Staff. Can I open up to the public if anybody has any comments to make about this project?
Okay. Quick question also. Is this your only this is your second location or third?
I don't know the answer to that one off the top of my head.
Okay. Location.
Okay. Staff.
Thank you. Again, on the screen, you'll see the reasons why they can't meet this fenestration requirement. We definitely understand they've limited of what they can do due to the back of house, restrooms. I think what they're presenting is very compatible. The prior submittal didn't have any of these faux windows on. It was just a straight brick wall, pretty standard with the other designs. But what they have presented, I feel, does meet the intent of this section of why we're here. So staff does support this. We do recommend an approval of SP 2025-02.
Any further questions from commissioners? Okay, I'll open the floor to a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the motion. I move that the Planning Commission approve the alternate fenestration technique presented in the architectural review for Whataburger, docket SP 2025-02.
Mr. Gillespie's made a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Wells makes a second. Any other comments? Okay, we'll take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And the motion carries. That's all the items on our agenda for today. So now we just need a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Commissioner Duvall with the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Shannon with a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 And the motion passes.
Very good.